Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights' 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Sunday, May 5th, and it all comes down to this. Game 7 between the Golden Knights and the Stars is set for 4:30 Pacific time today, as the teams are back in Dallas ready to settle this first-round series once and for all, with the winner earning a trip to the second round and a matchup with the Colorado Avalanche. The back-and-forth nature of this series continued in Game 6, with the VGK winning on home ice to extend the series and stop the bleeding after the Stars had taken the previous three games. Now the Golden Knights look to win their third Game 7 in franchise history and continue their title defense in these playoffs. After the break, we welcome Darren Millard and Shane Knighty to get us ready and set the scene for Game 7.
Vegas! On behalf of Knock the Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Knock the is the word, call 702.
For Han Nakvi with Nakvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Game 7 tonight. Does that make you have goosebumps just hearing that?
Well, yeah, I think as... you know, everybody, whether you're a fan, whether you're a broadcaster, and especially as a former player, I think that's where it gets me the most. Those are the games when you were growing up, for me, you weren't ever playing against your buddies and playing a game one. It was always playing game seven, because that's where the weight was carried, right, to advance on that one game, win or lose. And that's what makes these games so special, to get this opportunity. And for the Golden Knights, I think it's... There's a little more to it when you force a Game 7 rather than getting forced into a Game 7. So for the Golden Knights, carry some momentum into that. They've accomplished one task. They won to play another game. Now they've got a win to move on. And it's just everything we talk about in playoffs, how the intensity, every little play gets magnified. Well, you amp that up 10 times more when you get to a Game 7. So that's what makes these games special, that everything that you're playing for at that moment, each and every shift, and collectively, that's what you want to do.
Bruce has done a lot of coaching in this series, both with the video and moving pieces around, coming off of a season which guys were in and out of the lineup, and has led to what looks like a lineup that he might be able to roll back.
As Lee's trying to, he's been trying to, you know, what's the combination to unlock, yeah, to get through the gate? And he finally found it, I believe, in Game 6. You look at those lines, they were all dangerous. The Pairs played well. It was goalie out. That was a complete victory, and that's what it takes to beat the Dallas Stars. Let's be honest. These two teams are very even. This has been as close a series I think I've ever seen or been part of. And I think that, as well as you look at the injuries, it's taken some games. So I think some of those guys, you know, Mark Stone in particular, Tomas Hertl, even Alex Pietrangelo, who missed so much time, now they're up to speed. It's taken that long, and that, along with, you know, finding the right matchup, the right combinations you want in your lines, the best game for the Golden Knights, and it really gives them the template going forward. Certainly there's some things they want to adjust to, and I think the biggest word that Bruce Cassidy used a lot, yeah, it's combinations, but the execution was there from his players. And, you know, you're at the point in the series now, you know what the opponent's going to do. Both teams understand each other. They know the tendencies. They know both tendencies of the team game and individuals they're playing against. So now it's who can execute the game plan better, and that's on the players to go out and do.
Is this the time where playing 5D by Dallas will have an advantage for Vegas?
It should, right? You look at the physicality that's been in this series, and it will, but at the same time, because Dallas gets last chance, I think it's a little bit more favorable for Pete DeBoer on how he rolls them out. But at the same time, it's a lot of ice time, it's a lot of hits taken, and you hope that physicality plays in your favor when you get to this point, right? To wear down the opposition. But only time will tell whether that really does happen. You'd like to think it's a factor, and that's why they play the game. We'll see if it is a factor.
What did you see in Mark Stone that made a difference in Game 6?
Pace. I just think timing. For me, it's timing for him. You know, him and Chandler Stephenson, I think, you know, getting that timing back for him, he missed so much hockey as well. And Stephenson missed a couple games at the end, and then I think Barbashev was a real nice fit on that line. I think of the one play, I think it was right after they scored, Hanifin scored, it was the next play, they were on the ice, and Stone, that little pass, the timing right to Stevenson's speed. He's so good at finding Stevenson's speed, whether it's coming from underneath on breakouts or on plays like that offensively, where he can just lay a pass beyond the defenseman. So I think for me, it's just his overall game. He's up to the pace and the speed of game right now, and that's very important, and it's advantageous for the Golden Knights.
Big moment feels like a Jonathan Marchessault night.
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, historically, you go back and you look at big moments from the Golden Knights over the past 7 years, it's more often than not, his name's involved one way or another, and he's been quiet, and he always finds those moments to break out. So, and that's what I like about the balance of this lineup. Who's it going to be? And Jonathan Marchessault is one of those guys that, for whatever reason, they all want it to be them, right? But he finds a way to make sure it is him. And we'll see if that's the case.
Take us behind the curtain a little bit personally. How excited do you get for a series like this? Has it been less work than a normal broadcast would be because the hockey's been so great?
Absolutely. Playoffs in general are, because you're doing the same team, right? So it's just game by game. To me, it becomes less about the past and it's all about the present. You know, we're not worried about what happened in the previous 20 games or anything. We're worried, you know, what happened in the previous game and what's happening now. People ask me, do you miss playing? If you ask me throughout the 82 games in a regular season grind, no, not at all. But playoffs, yes, 100%. This is when, you know, what it's all about, playing for the Stanley Cup, the intensity, the mental and physical, test that you put on yourself game in, game out, not only individually, but as a group. And playing for one another collectively to achieve a goal. That's what makes team sports so great and the sport of hockey, because of the physicality that's involved. So I miss it. And I love calling it. It's the best time of year to call it, and no better time and no better thing to call than a Game 7.
Who will be more excited in the booth, you or Dave?
Dave. I think, yeah, as a broadcaster, I'm way more calm than as a player, because I'm not physically losing this game or winning this game. There's a high and a big low. And I rode that roller coaster as a player. As a broadcaster, I don't ride it nearly as much as I used to. That's enough stress that I've taken off my life by how I did that as a competitive person. But
Do you have to tell Dave deep breaths?
Dave gets a little more wound up than me, I would say. I would say you do probably too. I think everybody. I'm probably the, and I'm not a calm guy, but I would be the most calm in these situations out of our group.
Yeah, I'm not calm.
Yeah,
I need...
You'll be vibrating.
Thanks, Shane. Have fun.
I will do.
Well, I'm going to take a guess that Shane Knighty is going to be one of the few people on the calmer side of the spectrum for Game 7 in terms of those cheering for the Golden Knights or the Stars in this series deciding game. Of course, Shane drawing on his experience as a player to help calm his nerves ahead of Game 7 today. But for the rest of us, buckle up, because it is going to be a fascinating Game 7, and I'm sure these two teams are not going to go down without a fight. Really excited to see how this game shakes out, and thanks to Darren and Shane for setting the stage for today's game. Before we head to a break, let's listen into some comments from head coach Bruce Cassidy on Saturday before the team embarked to Dallas, talking about the overall meaning of a Game 7, and specifically this series, and how tight it has been to this point.
What makes Game 7 so special?
Well, it's the consequences, right? It's win or go home. I think everyone loves the challenge of that. I mean, these guys are very competitive on both sides in any sport. Usually when you get that far, you've built up a mutual animosity on this side and but respect on the other usually, right? Because, hey, you're going toe-to-toe with good athletes. So I think it's just that competitive nature. I beat you, we win tonight, we advance. You know, and that's it. And that's just what most of the best athletes are highly driven people, so I think that motivates them even more.
It looks so even from our perspective. Do you have any historical evaluation? Is this the most even series you've been a part of?
Well, it sure is, I bet. I think that if you look at it, all crunch all the numbers, probably the beginning of game three skewed them a little bit their way. Otherwise, I think it is very close. I've got to think back on that one. Funny thing is, we lost in seven in the final in Boston to St. Louis, but I think when if I remember when we won. It was 4-1 or something. You know what I mean? Like, in maybe it was the same for them at the end of it. They beat us 4-1. So the game, it was a close series, but the games weren't always tied all the time. You know what I mean? So I would have to go back in that, but my guess is yes. This is probably one of the most even in terms of where the score, no one was able to stretch out a lead or, people have taken I don't want to say stranglehold of the series because that's not the right way to put it, but we had a 2-0 lead and they had a 3-2 lead, right? So like it has swung, but the games were still close while it was swinging, right? It wasn't like one team all of a sudden took off. It's just they found a way to make the right plays. And it's funny to hear these people say, if you had told me we'd be in game seven, I'd be pleased and all that. And I think for both of us, it's like, we're up 2-0. We weren't thinking about game seven. They're up 3-2. They're not, you know what I mean? So neither one of us is pleased necessarily how it ended up playing out. But I think we're both pleased that we're here. You know what I mean? It is both sides of it. So that's the other part of the series. Like it has been, you know, a real entertaining and interesting series with the swings. And here we are. So it's probably apropos that it is a game seven. And my guess is it'll be very close. And if we can make the right plays again at the right time, then, you know, I like our chances. But we had a template a little bit. It's been the closest of the six games to how we want to play. And hopefully we can stick with that.
Interesting point there from Bruce that, of course, neither team really wanted to get to this position because Vegas, with a 2-0 lead, felt that they could close it out before seven. And Dallas, with a 3-2 lead, felt the exact same way. But here we are now. One game to decide it all. And I think for fans, this series has certainly deserved a game seven. The margins have been so tight. Another thing that Bruce talked about there. And just how close every game has been. It's only fitting that it requires seven between the Stars and the Golden Knights in this first round. Stay tuned because after the break, we're going to take a look at some other NHL playoff action from around the league, including on a Saturday night where we had the first Game 7 of Round 1.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey. And if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of. Moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment. Whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniels. All rights reserved.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Looking around the rest of the NHL, we come to the penultimate game of the first round on a Saturday night where the Boston Bruins hosted the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 7. This was a 3-1 Boston series lead. Maple Leafs roared back, and they were looking to win on the road in Game 7. But it is the Bruins who take Game 7 in overtime and advance to face the Florida Panthers. This was another low-scoring game, very similar to Game 6 between the Knights and the Stars. William Nylander broke the ice 9 minutes into the third period to get the game's first goal and to put the Leafs on the board, but it would quickly be answered a minute and 21 seconds later by Hampus Lindholm after a flurry at the net front in front of Ilya Samsonov, who of course was in because Joseph Woll, who had started the previous two games for the Leafs, had been hurt. So a bit of a goaltender shuffle for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but they got to overtime, they had their opportunity, and they couldn't take advantage of it. It didn't take long in the overtime period for Boston to strike. A stretch pass off the boards finds David Pastrnak in front, and he puts a backhander by Samsonov to send the Bruins to round two, just under 2 minutes into the overtime period. So, the Bruins move on to face the Florida Panthers, and taking a look at the rest of the bracket, there's only one spot to be decided in round two, and it's between the Golden Knights and the Stars. Mentioned that, of course, the winner of Game 7 between Vegas and Dallas will move on to take on Colorado in Round 2. If Vegas moves on, Game 1 will be in Denver. And if Dallas moves on, the Stars, as the top team in the Western Conference, will host the Avalanche for Game 1. Other series out west, a couple of Canadian teams from the Pacific. Vancouver Canucks defeating the Predators in Round 1. They meet with Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers in Round 2. After the Oilers dispatched of the Kings in the first round in just 5 games. Out east, of course, Florida and Boston coming into the second round out of the Atlantic. And in the Metro, we're actually going to see this game before Game 7 for the Knights and Stars. It's Game 1 between the Hurricanes and the Rangers at Madison Square Garden, Game 1 at 1 o'clock Pacific time on Sunday afternoon. So the second round starting before the Golden Knights can finish their first round series, but such is the schedule and the way things have shaken out in this first round. Nonetheless, the Golden Knights are singularly focused on what they have to do in Dallas. 4:30 Pacific time for the Knights and the Stars with an opportunity to keep their seasons alive with one strong performance in this series deciding game. A reminder as well that there are two watch parties scheduled for Game 7 around the Valley today. They will both begin at 3:30 Pacific time, of course, with the game starting at 4:30. First one at Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino. That one is going to be a 21 and over watch party. But if you wear your VGK gear, you get in for free. So take a look at Circa's Stadium Swim for your first option for a watch party for Game 7. Second option, a bit more family friendly, at the Lawn at downtown Summerlin. All ages are invited to come down to the Lawn. You're going to have some food trucks and drink stations there as well, with both watch parties having a DJ, visits from the VGK cast, giveaways, and raffle prizes. So take your pick, the Lawn at downtown Summerlin or Circa's Stadium Swim, both starting at 3:30 Pacific time for Game 7, with puck drop between the Stars and Golden Knights set for 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. As we all cheer on the Knights and hope for a victory for the VGK, a reminder that when the Golden Knights win, you win as well. Enjoy 31% off menu-priced pizzas at Pizza Hut the day after each win using code VGKWINS on PizzaHut.com. Hopefully you can use that code on Monday if the VGK are able to pull out Game 7 against the Stars and move on to Round 2. Thanks as always for tuning into VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.